In the third hour, we will endeavor to have open phones quite a bit today on all of the incredibly important news that we're going to be breaking down. Also, I've got some comments at the start of the next segment, briefly, because I don't want to get too distracted with it. In hindsight of the extended interview slash debate with David Duke yesterday, that just left me with a weird taste in my mouth. It was surreal. And I'll tell you why I have that take on it and where I was coming from, trying to have a serious discussion. And I overall just am not pleased with the outcome, because, well, I'll break it down at the start of the next segment. Now, that's some of the news coming up. I want to dive into Hillary Clinton first. But getting back to David Duke, who was on the show for 2 hours, or a little more than 2 hours. Well, we don't count the breaks, less than 2 hours yesterday. And I wanted to have a debate slash serious discussion. And Duke said he would come on if I was civil and polite and nice. And he goes on all the other mainstream shows, alternative shows. And I thought, you know, I want to get him on to illustrate that what he's saying is less incendiary than what Mecha La Raza and racist black groups are saying. But that doesn't mean I endorse what he's saying either. And, of course, the leftist publications are now saying I'm buddies with David Duke today. We knew that would be said. We expect them to lie like that. What I came away was this, and I wouldn't do it because it's disingenuous, but I almost did it. During the breaks out there, when he wasn't on air, he looked like a different person. And it really was creeping me out. That he puts this little angel-eyed sweetie face. Hi, I'm David Duke. Alex, I just want to help everybody and be nice. And why are you cutting me short? I want to be friendly. You're courageous to have me on, Alex, but don't cut me short. And I'm not going to answer any of your questions or I'm going to spin them. And then during the break, he looked very wolfish. I mean, he's a pretty scary guy, actually. I mean, I'll hand that to him. He's an intimidating-looking fellow, especially when he wasn't playing Mr. Cootsie. And then I was talking to some business people that are pretty high-powered here in Austin. I'm not going to get into it last night. And they were like, oh, yeah, David Duke's in business in Austin, Texas, and blah, blah, blah. I had no idea how successful this guy is. I mean, there's a lot more than meets the eye with David Duke. I can tell you that. And you know, I was kind of like some caller called in about David Duke. Like last Friday, I just kind of shot my mouth off and said, yeah, I want to get him on, and we'll have a debate. And then Duke wanted to talk to me before he'd come on. I guess it was Monday, so I talked to him about 25 minutes. I had to get off the phone. He's being so friendly and so nice and saying nice things about Donald Trump and all this other stuff. And then once he got on air, polished politician is what I think I'd say. And I wanted to have a real discussion with him because I want to get, if I could get Louis Farrakhan on, I would. I've invited him on. I've tried to get other leaders of the Nation of Islam on. Because I agree with a lot of what they say. You should keep your business in your local community. I want to empower communities. There's nothing wrong with people wanting to have their own culture and identity. If they want to go outside their culture, that's fine too as well. I'm a libertarian. But I don't agree with a lot of stuff that the Nation of Islam says as well. I mean, in fact, I had the Texas head of the Nation of Islam on like 16, 17 years ago for a two-hour interview. And they were pretty much nice on air, but put out their talking points. But once they had a couple big luxury Cadillacs the folks were piling into, once I took them downstairs and said, thanks, bye, it was kind of like a thing like, listen, you're white. And, you know, you may talk about some of the stuff Farrakhan does and want to empower black people, but we're not on friendly terms. And they were like big, strong, tough, you know, dressed up black guys, and it just clicked. They're in their group. They're into that. That's what they're going to do. Same thing with Duke. I mean, it's just his cult, his deal. That's it. Promote what he's doing and put talking points out and never really respond and address that the left is covertly pushing the real racist agenda. And I've got some more to say about it, but I'm done. I'm going to get into all this news. But I just want to empower all of humanity. I just can't get over that need. And with genetic engineering and nanotech and all the things that have already happened, and the fact that robotics are being brought into place to make humans obsolete, and the globalists openly write books saying this is the plan, we don't have time to fight with each other over what color we are or what culture or background we're from. And yes, there are differences on average in groups of people. And yes, it's classical for people to be tribal and fight with each other. I mean, German tribes all fought with each other. African tribes all fought with each other. Mesoamerican tribes all fought with each other. It's actually natural and normal. And the globalists put out the idea that we're all on one spaceship together. We've got to come together. Then they double-cross that idea that Christians and real liberals and people that believe in humanity buy into. We stand down and then aren't racist. And then the establishment uses divide and conquer to make it even worse than it was before. And that's the great betrayal. And I wanted to try to have David Duke on because he's moderated a lot over the last few decades to try to say, do you see the eugenics angle? Do you see the secret eugenics? Do you understand the larger points that everyone's being targeted with fluoride and that Margaret Sanger wanted to kill all the black people and was funded by the Rockefellers who are heavily tied in with what you call the Jewish agenda? There's something else going on here. And what about Hitler trying to overthrow the U.S. with the Bushes and the Harrimans and others in the 30s? That came out in the McCormick-Dickstein Committee. Smedley Butler blew the whistle on it. They tried to hire him. That was admitted. And he said, there has never been any of that. That's never happened. That's not true. So it's just frustrating. And then Duke would sit there and say, you're not giving me enough time. You said you'd give me equal time. We went back and looked yesterday. He got, like I said, about 60% of the time, if you don't count the bumper music coming in. And so, fine. That's what I mean. It's always this victimology where, the poor Jews run it all crowd is being censored, when that's not what I did having him on the show. It's inherent, this whole act that, oh, I'm sweet and I'm nice and I'm loving and I'm good and you're cutting me off and let me talk, as an act of domination, as a debate tactic, where perception dominates reality. And now I've censored David Duke by having him on the broadcast and giving him more than half the time. That's an inverted reality. And I realize that I'm not going to wake up the Nation of Islam. I'm not going to wake up David Duke. I've just got to reach out to people that aren't invested in the particular sliver of the paradigm they're in. Of course, from the black perspective, you can say people are trying to genocide you and put drugs in your community and enslave you and ruin you and play you off and have racists that work under the system use as a tool against you. Of course, as whites, you can see the demonization, the attacks, all the things that are going on and say the same thing. All I'm saying is pull back from it and look at the larger issue. I don't care if you're a white baby or a black baby or a whatever baby, you're a human baby. I don't want to see you shot up with a bunch of deadly vaccines. I just inherently don't want that. I'm not saying Duke wants that either. I wanted to try to have a real discussion. But it's like having a discussion with Hillary Clinton or Rick Perry or something. They're politicians. They got talking points that are going to be put out, and that's fine. But I wasn't there trying to have a talking point discussion. I wanted to get outside the box and talk about the technocracy. Now we'll look at the fall of Hillary Clinton that's accelerating when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They're shutting off our energy grid. They're opening our borders. It'd be like if an asteroid was coming to destroy the Earth. Would humanity come together to put the technology we need together and the resources to go up there and remove the asteroid? Either put rockets on it and get it out of the way or blow it up. Destroy it. Because basically, metaphorically, that's what we're facing. And that's why I don't want to fight with the Mecha La Raza people. I don't want to fight with the white nationalist David Duke. I don't want to fight with the Nation of Islam. I don't want to fight with the Catholics and the Jews. And it's just stupid. And I think about that bowl of little kids, and they're pretty good size. These look like about 4 or 5 month old babies. and their little heads, their little eyes, their little faces, and they're chopping, they're taking the brains out. And I tell people 20 years ago they were putting baby brains in pigs, cows, rats, dogs, you name it. People didn't believe me. Now it's all in the news. It's just so crazy. That's what I mean. And we're got Louis Farrakhan running around and David Duke running around all. And yes, whites are racist, some of them, and blacks are racist, and Hispanics are in groups. And the media is hyping it. And so it's real. The real perspective of Louis Farrakhan or David Duke, I mean, I get their perspective from their perspective. But you pull back from it, it's so fantastical what's really going on. The evil transcends what they can even cover. And it's happening to everybody.